Thanks for letting me join you this morning. Wanted to get your thoughts on what's happening in Iraq. A lot of developments there. You've got militants that have been inspired by Al-Qaeda, who said that they will march against Baghdad after seizing two key cities in the north of the country this week. A spokesman for the Islamic State of Iraq said in audio that was posted on online that the fighters have old scores to settle with Iraq's Shiite-led government. And so you've got the government in Iraq reaching out to the United States here for help. And, you know, given the long amount of time that the United States has spent in Iraq and the investment that the country has made in, you know, removing Saddam Hussein from power and then being there as the country struggled to get back up on its feet again, and now to find it perhaps right back at the brink of civil war again. I want to get your thoughts on what the United States should do. You know, if it comes down to if you've got the government in Iraq that's asking the United States to get involved, would you favor or oppose any U.S. involvement again in Iraq? 336-1320 is our phone number. 336-1320. 1-800-228-4435. The Iraq Prime Minister has appealed for a military response from the Obama administration, but the New York Times says that the White House has so far rebuffed those requests. The Times says that the White House has been reluctant to re-engage in Iraq since withdrawing the last U.S. forces in 2011. Is it a mistake not to assist the government in Iraq? Or are you feeling that, you know, this is, it's their country, it belongs to Iraq. Are we right to be out of it? Should we stay out of it? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Rich. You're on Kello.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Rich.
I'd say not one more drop of precious American blood be wasted over there.
Why do you feel it would be a waste?
Well, this is what I figured would happen anyway once we pulled out. What are we going to do? Stay there forever? I mean, it was a lost cause.
So
those people will never see democracy.
Just because of the start.
Of it.
Why do you say they're incapable of it?
Look at them. Every country over there, they don't want it. They want, it's just bloodshed nonstop over there. Why are we involved?
I think that it's a great question to ask in terms of U.S. involvement, and because as we saw with going into Iraq, when you go in, you know, and depending on what the administration would do, I mean, you know, the administration could launch some kind of coordinated attacks. It wouldn't necessarily mean a full-scale involvement, but at the same time, when you open that door, the United States is involved, you're headed down that road, and as we found out, you know, the last time that we were in, it was, I mean, we were there for a good long time.
Yep. And it's chaos there. It always has been, and I believe it always will be.
Was it a mistake to go in the last time, Rich?
Yeah. We didn't solve anything but lost American lives over there.
Rich, thanks for your call. Want to get your thoughts on this coming up. With the Iraqi government appealing to the Obama administration to render military assistance and some kind of military response, do you think we should? If you just joined us this morning, we're talking about what's happening in Iraq. You got militants that say they'll march on Baghdad. They seized two key cities in the north of Iraq this week as civil war once again looms potentially in Iraq. And the government in Iraq, their prime minister, has appealed for a military response to the Obama administration, which so far has not been forthcoming. Do you think we should... Should there be a military response? Should the United States involve itself once again in Iraq? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Travis, thanks for waiting. You're on Kello.
Hey, thanks. I agree with your last caller about no more American bloodshed on this Iraq, and I believe that's going to be the case. There isn't going to be any bloodshed. It's going to be an opportunity for this drone program, I believe, to... gain some confidence in here in the United States. Also, with those five guys that were released, I believe they released them. There's got to be some kind of tracking device in them, and there's going to be something that's going to happen here soon. And I believe it's all going to be drone-related. I think this is an opportunity for us to prove that we got technology and we don't... need to put any boots on the ground in that situation in Iraq.
So you'd be favoring some military strikes as long as it wasn't directly involving troops?
Of course. I mean, we have some sort of responsibility to help them out. I mean, we did pretty much ruin what they had going on there.
I don't know if you could talk about, constructing schools and, getting, building hospitals. I don't know if you can talk about that as ruining Iraq. I mean, I've talked to a number of people who were there, who served there, and I've talked to them both on and off the air. And that country, we left that country in much better shape than we found it in terms of the liberty for the average Iraqi citizen. Than it ever was under Saddam Hussein. So I don't know that you could say we came in and wrecked the country.
Oh, well, of course. But, I mean, we have to offer them protection because they're going to be targeted because of their affiliation with our government. And it's always going to be like that in the situation in the Middle East, I believe.
Thanks for the call, Travis. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. That's two callers in a row that are saying this. The Middle East is they're not capable or not able or unwilling to be able to find peaceful resolution. Is that true? Do you agree with that? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435, 738. Hi, Jim, you're on Kello.
Yeah, hi. This is like I was telling your screener. We had a treaty we tried to sign with the government there to leave troops on the ground, and they turned their back on us. They said, no, we don't want your troops in our country. We pulled out. I'd say they're on their own now. We spilled enough blood on there. I've seen enough of my own family members go there. I don't want to see us going there again. If we go there, it should be just to plant a nuke there and say, here, this is what can happen to you if you mess up. And that's that. We got to lay down the law with these Islamic extremists, because they will do the same to us. If they could get their hands on a nuke device, they would do the
question.
Same to us.
No question.
So, I mean, what do you, where do you go? You send another 200,000 troops in and we bring home another 5,000 in body bags, 50,000 wounded? Or do we say no more? Do we go in there and bomb the bats, not the bad guys, and say, get your government straight? Our own government's so corrupt right now. How can we tell anybody else, I don't know. You almost got to clean your own house first before you go start to tell everybody else how to live.
Yeah, I think you raised some great points there, Jim. The problems that the United States is facing right now are many. And... just look at the Veterans Administration and what's going on there and the people who have already served us in the past, and look how at some hospitals, again, because I don't want to paint with a broad brush against all the great men and women who work in the Veterans Administration across the country and some of the great hospitals that are out there, but there are big problems in the VA, institutional problems. That's how we've repaid our veterans. So I agree that we've got a lot of problems here at home that really need to be addressed. Would you... Callers seem to be supportive of military strikes as long as there are no boots on the ground. Would you favor that or not? Or do you fear that would just inflame America, you know, inflame these terrorists and America's enemies just all the more? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I think a couple of callers have raised some interesting questions here as well. Does the United States have a responsibility to Iraq, or do you feel like, you know, we've been in there, we've stayed there, we made sure the government got up on their feet. At some point, Iraq is going to have to be able to govern itself. And the government is, I mean, if you got a government elected by the people, they're going to have to be able to defend that, aren't they, at some point? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Let's get to more of your calls. Good morning, Rick. You're on Kello.
You know, I think it may have been way back in the Reagan era, and some labor secretary, something got, you know, made to be a bad guy, and turned out he wasn't a bad guy at all. And he goes, you know, where do I get my reputation back at? And I'd like to know where the U.S. gets their $2 trillion back. Because anybody that didn't see this coming just doesn't know history. And, you know, the people that are called, you know, crazy libertarians, crazy pacifists, crazy isolationists, don't know back the same thing it was, what, 12 years ago, 13 years ago when we went in there?
Yeah.
Why do we keep doing it, Greg? Why do we think we're better than everyone else and that we're always going to be able to solve the world's problems when it comes down to one thing? Some people have a different perspective because they have one difference than the rest of us. They're crazy Muslims. Have a great day, Greg.
I wouldn't have phrased it that way. Sometimes it's unfortunate the way people choose to put things. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Hi, Jeff. You're on Kello.
Hi, Greg. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jeff.
Good. You know, I think a guy's really got to consider what the people out there truly want. You know, the cultural thing. Our military, they would die in a pile before they'd drop their guns and run. And as soon as somebody comes in there, you know, the radicals come in there and the Iraqi military, they drop their guns and run. So you got to kind of wonder how committed they really are to what we want them to be, you know, and... So,
yeah, and they're going to have to choose their own path, you know. But that's not something we can do for them.
Americans, we're willing to die for what we believe in. And all the Middle East over there, they kind of just go with the flow, and whoever's got the most chips on the table wins the game that day. And the other thing is, last but not least, when we're going to go into some place and save them, we need to make up our mind that they're going to be occupied. And then that's got to be a condition from the front. You know, we did it in Germany. We did it in Japan. We did it, you know. But I don't know that you can change that culture. I think you have to take the cultural differences. I'm not sure that they really care whether they have democracy. I think that they care whether they have a life that they can live with. They're satisfied with a lot less than we are. And it shows when the military drops their weapons and runs instead of stands and fight to the death. Like the Americans would.
Yeah, which is exactly what's happened. They've stripped off their uniforms and left a number of the, you know, Iraqi soldiers. 336-1320. Good morning, Kadir. You're on Kello.
This is my topic, you talking about it.
Believe me, when I saw your name here, there's nobody who's got more background and is more passionate, obviously, about this than you. This was your home.
Yeah. Greg, let me tell you. United States, this is one of the problems I always criticize this great country about the foreign policy. We put this idiot in power. This prime minister in Iraq is an idiot. I am sorry to say somebody personality like that, but he don't know that thing. He is the reason the country coming apart. He is bipartisan. Right now in north of Iraq, as safe as the United States is they call it second Dubai. And in south of Iraq, been destroyed because this man is leadership. Do I support the United States to attack those people, radical people coming from Syria, try to destroy Iraq? Yes, I do, by the plan, not by feeding the ground. That's fair. The second mistake this administration did, they took every man and woman out of Iraq. Iraq wasn't stable yet. They listened to Maliki, and they left now. Is Iraq, if they not to do something about it, is going to go under. dictatorship again, and the radical Islamists, and they're going to destroy the country. But right now we have, in north of Iraq, more than 75,000 freedom fighters, which we call the Kurdistan Army. If those people put their feet in the Kurdistan territory, Kurdish people are going to push them all the way back to Syria and take Mosul away in 24 hours, I guarantee you. Okay? But sadly...
And believe me, I would not argue with you because we, you know, we've seen that. Kadir, I appreciate your call and would enjoy talking to you longer. I got to get to Fox News Radio here. We've got a number of people that are trying to get on the line, so we'll carry this over and get to more of your calls coming up. If you're just joining us this morning, we've been talking about Iraq, and it looks like Iraq is once again moving toward civil war. Militants that have seized a couple of key cities in the north of the country this week, and they are threatening to take Baghdad. The New York Times has reported that the Prime Minister of Iraq has appealed for a military response from the Obama administration, but so far there's been nothing. The Times says that the White House has been reluctant to re-engage in Iraq since withdrawing the last U.S. forces in 2011. Should we re-engage, or do you think it would be a mistake? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. We suffered certainly plenty of losses in Iraq, removing Saddam Hussein from power, getting the Iraqi people back on their feet. You know, my family was among those touched by losses. I had my cousin, who was Patrick Harriet, who was killed by one of the roadside bombs during the time that he was in Iraq. But I also know on the time that he had been home and visiting with his mom, eager to get back because he was able to see the importance of the work that they were doing in Iraq. I want to get your thoughts on it. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Josh. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. Good to talk to you again.
You too.
For such a great show.
It's been way too long since I've heard from you, Josh.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. this subject is something I'm very passionate about. I don't think we should have left Iraq in the first place. I think it should have been a foothold in the region and that we would have used as a base to... In the war on terror, I think Fallujah, when our Marines took over, cleaned out Fallujah, it was a great example of why we were there. Terrorists from all over the region were among the dead there. We killed a couple thousand of them in just that battle. But I think we desperately need to acknowledge that we're in a war on terror, and we need more political leaders that will articulate why we're in this war, why we're doing what we're doing. Unfortunately, we have a whole party of what I call girly men, the Democratic Party, that almost refuses to say the word terrorist. And
because the strategy initially going in was, in addition to removing Saddam Hussein, going into Afghanistan, going into Iraq, the idea was we're going to engage the terrorists in the Middle East. We're going to concentrate the efforts there, tie them up there, so that we don't have them then free to attack elsewhere, including here in the United States.
Exactly right. We took the battle to the enemy to defeat them on their turf, so we wouldn't have to fight them here. And I'm so thankful for our soldiers and what they've done. Their bravery and sacrifice is incredible. But it's 9/11 and, well, Pearl Harbor and 9/11 are proof that isolationist policies do not work. And we are freedom's home and freedom's defender. And this is, no different than the Nazis on the march in Europe. These Islamists want to take over the world. They hate our way of life. They hate our freedom. And we, at some point, we are going to have to fight these guys all out, because they're not going away. And it breaks my heart that what's going on in Iraq. We lost a lot of 4,500, I believe, brave Americans over there, spent, I believe, $520 billion. And we pulled out a lot because of the political conditions in our country, just lack of leadership and articulating what we're doing over there. And now look, what an awful price we're paying for poor decision and lack of courage. And I lay it at the feet of a lot of our political leadership in our country don't have the courage to stand for something, see it clearly, and articulate it to the people.
Josh, you know, you were so soft-spoken, but you always have so much to say. It's great to talk to you again.
Thank you, Greg.
You take care. 14 minutes past 8, 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Rob. You're on Kello.
Good morning. I agree with a lot of what the last caller said. It's sad that we paid such a heavy price, and the president didn't do a better job negotiating with the Iraqi government to keep some boots on the ground. We wouldn't be in this position. I know Turkey is currently very nervous about the situation, and I'm sure the Saudis are too. And the thing about the Islam or Muslim thing, you know what, we're going to have to ask of the Saudis and the Turks. They need to step forward and make a voice be known, commit to something to keep the situation in check. You know, Saddam Hussein was there. I think we should have left him there. But once we went in, he was the checkmate to Iran. Iran is the real issue in the region. But we can't let this continue to grow and fester. At some point in time, just like the last caller said, we will face it somewhere. And the longer we let it grow, the harder it is going to be to defeat. And it's just a shame we're over in Korea yet, and we should have been remaining in Iraq just to stabilize the region. But the sad thing is we really do have to ask ourselves, do we let Iran get a nuclear weapon? They just increased their missile range, and I don't know, by a considerable amount that has people concerned. And that's what they're working towards. They're not looking for nuclear energy. They want a nuclear weapon. And once they have it, they're going to let whatever group use it against us. So, Americans, you need to ask yourself, are you willing to let a nuclear warhead go off in a major city somewhere? Because that's what they're going to try to do.
Rob, thanks for your comments. We're going to get to yours coming up. More of your calls ahead. Also, give you a should. Should there be a military response from the United States after militants seized a couple of cities in northern Iraq earlier this week? They're now claiming to, or threatening rather, that they will march on Baghdad. The Prime Minister of Iraq is asking the United States to get involved. Should we? Tell us what you think. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. 1-800-228-4435, and tell us whether you think it's time to go in. Militants took Tikrit on Wednesday, and then they went into Iraq's second largest city, sending an estimated 500,000 people who were fleeing their homes there. So does the United States have a responsibility to go back in after we've been there for so many years and, you know, had a presence there? Several callers have said it was a mistake for the United States ever to leave. We should have remained there, should have been a force there in Iraq. Others who are saying it was a mistake to have ever gone in the first place. That going in was a mistake. That we should have stayed out of it. That the United States shouldn't be involved in all of these efforts. How do you see it? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. It's going to be a tough sell to the American people, I think, to go back, whether it's the right or wrong thing to do. There'll be varying opinions. I think it will be a tough sell to the American people to try to convince them that they should go back in. Certainly, it's going to be a tough sell to the Obama administration the president who ran on that issue of, you know, getting the United States out of Iraq and out of Afghanistan and finally pulled forces, the last U.S. forces from Iraq in 2011, you know, he's going to be reluctant to certainly to become substantially involved with Iraq again. Do you favor some kind of limited military responses from the United States? You know, if you're talking about, you know, airstrikes or other drone strikes, other kind of strategic strikes in Iraq in order to help support the government there. What are your thoughts? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. There are deep ongoing issues in Iraq, and I think that's one of the problems that face the United States. They're also the difference between, I think, just our culture and the culture that currently exists in the Middle East. Very great differences between the two countries and the people who live there, I think, make things extremely challenging as to what our next step ought to be. 336-1320. Good morning, Ann. You're on Kello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Ann.
Yep. My opinion is we should have gone over there to win in the first place. A more decisive win. This is kind of almost shades of Vietnam, never ending. And I think this is going to be a continuing problem. And I don't know what the benefit to us is. Keep going over there and getting our guys killed and maimed.
So at this point, would you just have us stay out then?
That's really hard. I'm just kind of wavering on that because I hate seeing losing all the gains we made. But then if you look at that region historically over thousands of years, it's been nothing but territorial and religious fighting.
And, those are deep ongoing differences, and I agree. You don't end that simply because the United States has got an occupation force there.
Correct.
Yeah,
it's a really difficult issue, and I just, you know, we've sacrificed a lot to try to bring peace to that region, and how much more do we have to give? When is enough enough? And you know, historically, nothing's getting solved.
Ann, thanks for your call. I appreciate all of your thoughts on that.